Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody awake now?
I'm awake. Oh, my gosh. I come out of my chair, but I am awake. Oh, Corey, that's not nice.
I scared myself.
Y'all see what I got up with her? It's so mean.
But you know what? I got to love Ginger. You know Ginger's not feeling well this morning, and she is still over there smiling. That's a soldier for the cause. That's right.
Yeah, think about it. We have got the best job in the whole world. Woo-hoo. Not come into this, you know?
Yes, there's coffee, there's bananas.
I would have to be, like, dying. I'd have to be on my deathbed, and even then I'd be like, somebody get me a laptop.
I must open up the show today with people on our forums asking for rocket launchers.
Sorry, go ahead.
Valdemar, yes, there are still keys, and we will be giving them away soon. We have a couple of hurdles we got to get past. We told you we were coming out with a new podcast due to debut, and just, is it 2 weeks now we got left?
Mm-hmm.
So that leaves me.
I can't wait. It'll be awesome.
And so we're working on that, and then we got virtual fashion week coming up also starting that week. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Mm-hmm. We've got Halloween to get past. We have some goodies for you guys.
Halloween.
So they are coming when we can you know, get in the smooth coasting area, which is right after all that is done.
Yes.
Maybe before then. I might get bored this weekend. I say that on the weekends, but most of the time, just like you, I'm gaming, so usually I forget. Since I pick up the controller, you all disappear.
This is so true. And I've got so many half-finished projects. I got to finish them.
You and me both. Family function last night. The women there were, well, put it this way. They had some women there that thought they were, you know, Supergirl until they watched me. I was crocheting and answering emails back and forth with the lovely people over making the Havoc engine, which they're going to come talk to us, I think. Either one morning, Ginger.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got my hand in one hand, I got the phone, crocheting with the other, and holding a conversation with my cousin, just all seamlessly. Like,
that is hot.
I was like, yes, and this is me on a slow day.
All right, Jay, just for you, hun, boobies.
Oh.
And no, that 2-for-2 coupon is expired yesterday. Sorry, got to read the fine print.
We are out of order already. Good morning to you, Jay. Good morning to you, Mr. John Long, as well. Thank you for the lovely love this morning.
Yes, we love it when y'all love us.
Okay, I started playing a free-to-play MMO last night. That was a bad idea.
Of course. Ooh, bad. Which one?
G-Potato.
No, G-Potato is the people who carry it. Which one?
Oh, I'm sorry, Prius. What am I saying? I'm looking at their logo. It's a Prius Online. And...
ooh.
I'm not a level grinder. Y'all know how I am. I actually level grinded last night up to level 10. It was not easy.
Really? That is not like you.
Yeah, and it took me until 4:30 this morning. And I started at 8.
What MMO is it?
It's what we were kind of talking about yesterday. It's a kind of a EverQuest kind of knockoff, but with a dash of anime thrown in. You get a little pet. That's what it is. It's a pet, but it's supposed to be your child.
Okay.
but at the same time, it's not your child, or you're part of your conscious. I don't know. The story was a little bit too much for me that time of the morning, but it was interesting. I had to get to level 10 before you could get her. You get her at the beginning, and then you lose her as part of the story, and then you have to work to get her back. So I tell you what I do love about them. They reached way back into the Dark Ages of Camelot. Remember when they first introduced the horses? For you to get from spot to spot instead of walking.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just automated. You know, you put yourself on the horse, and then you could get up and go walk around and get something to drink, go to the bathroom, and call people because, you know, it'd take a while.
Yes. Those masks were huge.
Yes. And they were not, you know, they were seamless, meaning there was no loading zone. You just
went on and on forever.
So they have the same thing instituted to get you from spot to spot, and it actually different from Dark Ages of Camelot. Remember we told you yesterday, back in the olden days, you didn't have a map system. You had a map on your wall. Theirs is the map will pop up and show you these are all the stopping points for this particular ride that you're going to take. And you can pick the one closest to where you have to go. And then, of course, you still have to foot it to get to where you mm-hmm. got to go. So I thought that was really a nice throwback, nice homage to Dark Ages of Camelot.
I like that. I may have to install that.
Really nice. They got little – I didn't notice any crafting, but I do know you have to have food. Some of the food gives you buffs. Some of it doesn't.
Wait, you have to have food? Like,
well, it's not. Yeah, it's not like not like EverQuest. Nobody ever gives us that. I miss that.
I know. You had to actually rest your character, and you actually had to feed and drink your character.
Yes,
feed and drink, feed and water. Yeah, whatever.
It was.
You had to keep your character hydrated.
And I know some of you said, "What's the point in that?" But for those of us who like being characters where you make or cook things, and that's how you level, then it's fun.
Mm-hmm. And that those things actually were a good bonus, and it was hard to do. Cooks were in high demand.
I know I was. I made everybody cookies.
Yeah.
I bet when cookies were.
And your character was actually weaker if he was hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was awesome. I loved that. I missed that.
I miss it, too. They took all the realism out of the game.
Yes, because you actually got absorbed into the game that way. You were your character. You had to feed your character. You had to take care of him.
You had to work to get those spells. You didn't just go anywhere.
Yeah. Yay, I made a level. We're in the middle of the dungeon. You're going to have to wait until we're done to go get your new spells.
That's right.
There's no way we're running all the way back out of here.
Look, I can teleport. You can teleport out, but you can't come back in.
That was exactly the way it was, because everybody would end up having to fight all the way back to the entrance to help your ass get back. No.
And you can only teleport to the zone. You couldn't teleport to the other place.
I know. I remember some higher level person had given me this beautiful, beautiful two-handed mallet. Oh, and I love that thing. That was awesome. And back in EverQuest, if you click the wrong button, you could actually attack things, including NPCs.
Yes.
I attacked an innkeeper by mistake.
Oh, God, you died.
Then took my two-handed mallet.
He took it from you?
He took it from me.
Oh, that's hot.
It was in his inventory being sold afterwards. I was like, are you kidding me?
That is serious business.
I was like, I didn't mean to. I was so sad. Oh, wow. The old days. I miss that.
That was a good old day. See, you guys don't, as my grandmother would say, you don't know nothing about that.
No, nothing. They don't know anything. Nowadays, they play WoW, Dungeons, Heroic Dungeons. You're in and out in 15 minutes.
Mm-mm.
That's not heroic. I'm sorry.
I think the last one the last game we got that was hard, they put you to work, was City of Heroes. You can go do your task force, but you will be on it all day. There is no, I'm going to sit down and do this quickly. When you signed up at 10 o'clock in the morning, you'd be finished about 5 that evening.
Wow, that is so nuts. That is awesome, though. I mean, Stark Age Camelot had that as well. Dungeons that took hours.
Well, and I'm telling Ginger this because she's still going in the City of Heroes. It's still there, called Task Force. You sign up. Now, you don't have to sit there for the 5 hours, but you do have to be there majority of the time. Like, if you got to get up and go to the grocery store, you can be out for, I think, about 2 hours before it'll kick you out of it and you don't get anything. But if you pop in and out, you still get all the XP that everybody got so long as you stay there, and they still maintain their buff as though you were there with them, which is good. But, of course, some people leave in the middle, which is horrible, because then you start getting your butt kicked.
Yes, yes, yes. That was exactly what would happen with Dark Age Camelot, because you had to have, I mean, we're not talking a small raid. We're not talking even 12 people. We're talking dozens of people, 20, 30, 40 people inside a dungeon, because it was all open world dungeon, and these boss mobs took that many people and cooperating together to actually kill and take down. You started losing people, and you just might as well say, screw it, because you were not getting that.
Damn straight.
Not happening.
Okay, people are like, where's our news? I'm sorry. It's MMO hour.
It is. It's MMO hour. Our bad.
We'll throw you some more.
I know y'all love it. Yeah.
If you want to hear some more old school MMO talk, we'll throw you some more in there probably. Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit later. But alas, we must get to the news because there is juicy stuff going on.
Yes. Can I go first?
Yes.
All right. Yesterday, I told y'all, at least I think it was yesterday, I told y'all about that idiot over at Pipeworks saying how he was a Green Beret and this, that, and the other to pretty much garner love for his game. Well, all right. Yeah, he resigns. GamePolitics.com this morning, Pipeworks head resigns over military records.
Mm-hmm. We saw that coming.
Yes. Robert Daly, who served as the head of Foundation 9 Entertainment's wholly owned studio, Pipeworks, today resigned after several weeks of criticism over what some former military men are calling faked credentials. Daly became the target of harsh criticism when ProfessionalSoldiers.com obtained his military records from the U.S.'s National Personal Records Center and the United States Army Special Operations Command, which showed he was an analyst rather than a Special Forces soldier, which he publicly claimed to be a member of numerous times. All right. Daly said, I am honored to have served with the 12th Special Forces Group as an intelligence analyst, 96B, from 1991 until 1994. While I wore the Green Beret as part of my uniform, I utterly regret that I misrepresented my role by creating the impression that I was a Green Beret.
Impression? Did he not say I served in the...
I know, right? Mm. I have nothing but the utmost respect for the Green Berets and my fellow servicemen, and I respectfully apologize to the Special Forces community. Yeah, I probably wouldn't go to any kind of those group get-togethers. They're not going to like you too much, dude. At this point in time, for the best interest of Pipeworks Software and F9E, I am voluntarily resigning my position of studio head of Pipeworks effective immediately. Furthermore, I have no plans on appearing in any more episodes of Deadliest Warrior. In other words, they're not going to have you. Not that you're not going to appear. They told you, ha-ha, GTFO. Pipeworks is best known for developing the Deadliest Warrior games for Xbox Live and PlayStation Network. The games are based on the popular Spike TV series of the same name, which pits warriors for different eras against each other in hypothetical matchups using various combat experts from around the world.
Which sounds like an excellent game, and you just screwed it up.
Yes, totally just screwed it up because you are a stingy, lying little bastard.
Ooh!
I did say the right word.
Didn't know it was close enough.
Close enough. While Daly says in his statement that his resignation was voluntary, one has to wonder if there might have been some pressure from Spike TV or its parent company to get rid of him and move past the controversy. I'm thinking that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, because Spike TV is all about manpower. So I'm sure they told him, you're going to have to get gone. Sorry.
Sorry, dude.
I don't know what you're going to do. Even the women aren't watching now. So.
And this guy should have known that any of this can be requested. Anybody. You don't even have to have been former or any of this military. Anybody can request these records. Anything that is within the military's information that has been archived,
yeah,
there's a place you can go and request it. And it's free.
I'm making faces. That's all I can do is make faces. All right. Well, this is the juiciest of juicy news. What Ginger dubbed way back in the day as the Sony PSNocalypse has returned.
Returned?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Sorry to clear my throat. Guys, seasonal allergy. Lovely. Sony is under fire again, GI.biz is reporting this morning, as 93,000 accounts were attacked. Sony has detected another mass login attempt on its database of the PlayStation Network, Sony Online Entertainment, and Sony Entertainment Network accounts with what it's called a massive set of sign-in IDs and passwords being used to attempt access to 93,000 accounts. The list is thought to have been collated from other company sites or other sources. Sony has, of course, promised to attempt to reimburse customers for any misappropriated PlayStation wallet funds. All affected accounts, of which 60,000 were PSN, SEN, and 33,000 SOE, have been temporarily locked to prevent any further access. You know what? That's where we were getting those invites from, the I told you Diablo. And I was like, I don't think we signed up for a Diablo beta because I just don't think we did. I don't recall doing it. Usually I sign us up for those things. I know when they, you know, come back, we did. And I was like, that's weird. I know you're like, that's EA. But I'm saying there's been some there was something else that came up. I've had a bunch of those little things come, but I knew something was going on. Okay, so anyway, They're saying only a small fraction of the accounts accessed show any activity before being locked, indicating that relatively few had their data compromised. They said these attempts appear to include a large amount of data obtained from one or more of the compromised lists from other company sites or sources. This is up on their official PlayStation blog. In any case, they said that given that the data tested against our network consisted of sign-in ID password pairs and that the overwhelming majority of the pairs it resulted in failed matching attempts, it's likely the data came from another source and not from their networks. And I said we have taken steps to mitigate the activity. emails, of course, will be sent to all affected customers, said Sony. So if you are wondering if your account was one of the ones hacked, check your email. I'm checking mine now. Just to see.
Wow, that is... Sony, seriously.
I don't know.
You know what's
happening? You know what all this is about?
What is this?
You got rid of the original EverQuest and you made a new crappy one. That's what it's about. There you go, Sony. Make a better EverQuest. People will leave you alone. I'm just saying. You disagree, Ginger?
No, I muted myself while I was talking. I don't. Sony.
Well, this particular article is a bit misleading because Sony wasn't actually hacked. It's an attempt. It's an attempt to be hacked, but still. Yeah, you guys might want to stay on your P's and Q's. It looks like they did, but I'm sorry, y'all, Sony. If y'all just make me a better EverQuest, I'm good.
Yes, a new EverQuest. We want it mixed with Dark Age of Camelot. I want never-ending, non-stopping PvP three-realm battles.
Oh, yes. Like Dark Age of Camelot? Yeah.
Yes.
I think we have the fall MMO bug is what Ginger and I have, because I'm looking for one to play, too.
We do, and I've just been going over them. And Salem isn't out until later this year. And
That's what I want. Salem comes, I will drop... like a bad habit.
Yes. All of my peeps in Second Life, I love y'all, but I'm going to disappear.
All because it's permadeath. I'm going to be looking for somebody to cut.
Yeah, all my people in EverQuest, y'all already wondering, or EverQuest, wow, are already wondering where I've gone to. Sorry. Everybody else and all the other little MMOs that I've been playing, yeah, y'all already know I come and go, so. They're like, wow, we haven't seen you in a week. Where have you been?
And you won't.
I'll be here for a couple of hours, and then y'all won't see me again for another week.
Correct.
Yes.
And how's the weather, Ginger?
The weather is more fights.
Fighting in the northern region with a high-pressure system.
Seriously, high pressure. GamePolitics.com this morning, get up and dance makers sue Ubisoft.
I was just looking at that. Really?
Yes. All right. So OG International Ltd. and O Games Incorporated filed a complaint for a declaratory judgment against Ubisoft Entertainment SA and Ubisoft Incorporated on October 7th, 2011 in the Northern District of California related to its upcoming dance rhythm game, Get Up and Dance. The companies are looking for the court to give them a declaratory judgment saying that the game does not infringe upon any copyright or trade dress rights embodied in Ubisoft's Just Dance video games, and that OG International's development, publication, and sale of Get Up and Dance did not and does not constitute unfair competition under federal and California state laws. Well, that is awfully close, though, people. It's kind of like that whole Scrolls and Elder Scrolls. Get Up and Dance is set to be released in the United States on November 8th and the United Kingdom on November 4th for Wii and PlayStation Move. Get Up and Dance is a creative, innovative, and fun dance and fitness game, says Jim Scott, CEO of OG International Ltd. We have a great product with strong, unique features like group mode, which allows dancers to dance and score together in their own dance group. We are disappointed that Ubisoft has made unjustified accusations about our game and forced us to file a complaint. OG International Ltd. is the parent company of O Games Incorporated, which is the North American subsidiary of the game publishing company. Get Up and Dance is developed by Gusto Games and is rated T for teens by the Entertainment Software Rating Board. Yay!
Wow.
This sounds just like another Scrolls and Elder Scrolls site.
It does. I would also like to inform Jay, your coupon, if you look very carefully at the fine print, it is only redeemable on the 35th of the month during a full moon, during which there is an eclipse. And pigs are flying. If you notice the bottom there. So right now you can't redeem it. It is a full moon, but it happens to be the 12th of the month. I'm so sorry, sir. We'll have to.
Long. Move it along.
Keep it moving. Let me see here. Look, we may send you covered fluffy cakes. How's that? Okay.
Ooh, fluffy cakes.
Well, covered fluffy cakes.
Fluffy cakes.
No, it'll be yours. Yours are much more fabulous. Okay, so you lovely people with the Verizon phones, rejoice, because today they're saying they're going to unlock the iPhone for us for international roaming. Mm-hmm. That means when you're in Paris, no roaming. Don't worry about it.
That is cool, except that it's an iPhone.
Well, Android doesn't need to be unlocked. So anyway, they're, of course, offering their iPhone 4S customers as an unlocked device, but with one small condition. There's always a catch. We always tell you that customers with an account in good standing for at least 60 days can contact the Verizon rep and request for their phone to be unlocked for international roaming. This is reporting from Macworld. Now, technically, unlocking an iPhone will allow it to work on any wireless carrier's GSM network, such as those provided by many international carriers. This is a nice benefit for frequent international travelers because it allows them to swap out their SIM card so that they're only paying local service rates for voice and data. Contrary to Macworld's report, those Sprint customers who pre-ordered an iPhone 4S won't receive the device unlocked. It will still be locked. You still have to pay, or they're going to charge you something, I'm sure. However, Sprint is offering its customers the ability to use international GSM networks with the appropriate service plan. It said it's worth noting that the iPhone 4S uses a micro SIM card instead of a regular SIM, which means finding one might be a little bit difficult.
Ooh.
Yay.
Yay.
Well, people, this is why you need a droid.
Yes. Full moon flying pigs, 35th of the month. Got it. It's in my Google Calendar now. We love you, Jay.
Jay, you're a bad man.
Jay, you're so hilarious.
You're a very, very bad man. You're a very bad man.
Bad man. Okay. All right, what have I got?
What you got? Is it good?
Uh-huh. Wage war on the Wonton and Golden Mall in the latest Rift World event. Your fiery Ash Strider mounts awaits as the forces of fire and earth descend upon Talara.
I'm frowning. I'm not a Rift person. I don't know.
If I had an account, I'd be a Rift person. Beginning tomorrow, Rift players will face the combined forces of earth and fire in the game's latest world event, the Ashes of History. Wonton and Golden Mall cultists have joined forces to find and transport mysterious artifacts across the Talaran Sea. And it's up to the Ascended to discover what the slaves of Lethias and Malforge are plotting out behind the Hora. plotting out beyond the horizon. All right, and now I lost my place. The Ashes of History features new daily quests, rifts, and invasions that offer magma opals, currency that can be used to purchase scorching rewards, including rare and epic weapons, a glittering Orlean companion, and the fearsome Ash Strider mount. The latest Rift lore installment featuring screens and a profile of the Golden Maw cult is now available. All right, so for those of you who haven't heard about Rift, here we go. Adventure in the world of Talara as either a noble guardian or techno-magical defiant, in other words, steampunk, and enter a dynamic fantasy where eight primal forces battle for control in an ever-changing landscape. Build your own class using the Ascended Soul System, embark upon epic conflicts that bring you into the story, battle others in exhilarating player-versus-player combat, achieve new heights of power by tackling epic raids, and so much more. See riftgame.com for more information, or, you know, you could head over to gamingatrix.com where we've got a ton of stuff up about Rift.
We do? I'm kidding. I give the Rift people a hard time. I was not that blown away by the game. Honestly,
I was totally loving the whole steampunk look of. Oh crap! Now I've closed it out and I've forgotten which one that was. Yeah,
I get you. The only thing I was most enamored with about the game was the octopus arms in the sky. I was really, but y'all know how I am. I did stand and stare at that for a good long while on top of a mountain where I was out of harm's way, going, "Look at that! And they're moving. That's nice. Is it ever going to come out? I want to see what that belongs to. Those arms belong to something. I want to see what it is." That's why we need us a good War of the Worlds game. I need something to be coming out of the sky.
No.
And I need to res somewhere by myself and just fight my way to find the resistance and figure out where they are, and it needs to be moving all the time. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I give all kinds of good game design ideas away on this show. Anyway. Well, we, for some reason, this went into our spam yesterday, and we were asked to announce the winners of the Indiecade Awards show presented by LG Electronics, who also made the lovely phone sitting beside me. I love you, LG. Oh, that's hey, I dropped my girl last night. She's been in
the right?
Yeah, my phone has been officially...
You dropped her?
Yeah, I dropped her. She's pretty durable. She's got just a small little scratchy on her upper left side, and it's not bad, hardly noticeable. No scratches anywhere else, and I mean, I dropped her. It was bound to happen.
See, somebody knows that I'm a little bit of a Butterfingers. So for a gift, they went out and they found me this cool little case that goes over it. It's all like ridged and bumpy. It has traction on it.
I do not do cases. I'm a purist. My gadgets cannot be covered with cases or things over the screen. It just bothers me. It's like they should be in their natural state, naked. Okay, so.
No, my phone's not pretty. I got to take care of it.
Oh, nobody can see it in that case. It's not meant to wear pretty.
Filled up its memory. I've got to find me a memory card for it now.
Mine came with two. Isn't that nice?
Mine came with a small one. I need another one.
It came with two. It's very nice. I'm very, very impressed. Anyway, let me announce these winners. let me read you the little preamble. Okay, so of course there's 13 games that are being chosen by a panel of experts. And they, of course, received top honors at the 2011 Indiecade Conference Festival. This was created by the Polytron Corporation and was awarded Fez was created by the Polytron Corporation and was awarded the Grand Jury Award. Indiecade recognizes superior examples of story development, visual, technological, audio, and all-around independent game titles, as well as a creator who has greatly contributed to the indie game field. I can't talk about
that. I'm not the only one.
And I've got all kinds of stuff going on in here. Okay, so 11 of the winners, including the Grand Jury Award, were announced at the Red Carpet Awards show, sponsored by LG Electronics, on Thursday, October the 6th, and also on Sunday night, October the 9th. Gamefly, which is a supporting sponsor, amazingly enough, hosted the closing party where the Audience and Developer Choice Awards were announced. So, without further ado, here are the game and developer winners this year. The Grand Jury winner, of course, and the award is called the Fez Polytron, is Corporation. This particular award distinguishes the cultivates artistry and embodies complete passion for video games. This year, the jury chose from 36 game finalists in 14 countries. Can we get to the games, please? LG's Innovative Game Award, Hungry Hungry UFOs. You know what? We're going to post this because, you know what? Sean, who sent this over to me, Sean, this is a little bit convoluted for us in the morning. Honestly, we're crazy, but this is even crazier than what we normally do.
Yes.
So I'm going to need you to send me another copy of these winners because the names of the games and who made them are all mixed up in together. But looks like some interesting things from what I can tell. Like, I'm particularly liking the one called the Swapper Facepalm Games. It looks interesting. But anyway.
Swapper Facepalm
Games? Yes. Or you can go over to Indiecade.com and check out the winners there. Or check us out when we get a new list. Wow. Sean, Pat. Sean, you have to give us clear lists because we're really crazy in the mornings. It has to be clear. Do you mind if I go again? Because I just got another thing popped up in my mailbox.
You can go again.
For you Mass Effect people. Yeah, got some new stuff. Just came in. Lovely UK EA people. They love us. Apparently, Earth has been captured, and the galaxy is on the verge of a total extinction, and it's up to you as Commander Shepard to assemble the counteroffensive and take the Earth back. Award-winning developer BioWare, a label of electronic arts. And if you like the NASDAQ symbols, you're starting to listen to us and buying stocks, the symbol for EA is ERTS. They announced today that the multiplayer will be coming to the critically acclaimed Mass Effect series for the very first time as part of the new Mass Effect 3 Galaxy at War system. With the Mass Effect 3 Galaxy at War system, players will fight for the survival of the galaxy against an ancient alien race known only as Reapers in both the single player and the multiplayer campaign.
Multiplayer!
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
progress made in each of the, these components of the systems, including the new multiplayer mode, will directly link back to the player's main campaign, helping Commander Shepard rally the forces of the galaxy to eliminate the Reaper threat.
I like Corey's accent. Randomly pops out.
Yeah, I'm not even having control anymore. Too many personalities in here. Stop it. Yes, I was beating my chest.
Oh my God. I love you, Corey. You're so nuts.
Yes, that's why they pay me. Okay, so rally the forces of the galaxy to eliminate the Reaper threat once and for all. The Mass Effect 3 Galaxy at War feature can be activated via the online passcode. Yes, they're making me use the online passcode. It's going to be found in every copy of Mass Effect 3. This is not a good idea because we know some of you out there are a little less scrupulous. We'll open up the box and steal them. Of course, the Mass Effect 3 online pass can also be purchased separately on the Xbox 360 video game and entertainment system and PlayStation 3 computer entertainment system. I'm going to tell y'all how y'all should run that because that's not good. Don't put it in the box. You saw what happened. What was that, the game where they were going in and taking out the stuff?
Oh, crap.
Yeah, yeah. You can listen to our own news shows. Ciao. Okay, but the theme of Galactic War in Mass Effect 3, they're saying presents them with perfect opportunity to introduce multiplayer into the Mass Effect series. Yes, multiplayer not only features amazing combat. That's right. Features amazing combat, deep customization options. It will give players another way to help the war effort against the Reapers in the main event, the single player campaign. So you're saying how many people can play? Well, it's 4-player co-op. It's going to put you in the role of a team of elite special force soldiers sent to protect resources and assets that can help the war effort against the Reapers. Players will have the option of playing as one of 6 classes from 6 different races: human, Krogan, Asari, Drell, Salarian, and Turian. Yeah, I said that perfect. And I never even played Mass Effect. Ha. Multiplayer and other components of Mass Effect 3 Galaxy at War system provide alternative ways for players to wage the final war against the Reapers. The new system will also connect players to their BioWare social network accounts to stay up to date on the latest Mass Effect 3 news and access downloadable content and add-ons. Yay! So if you're not familiar with Mass Effect, which I am, I just haven't gotten to play, the Mass Effect franchise is one of the most highly decorated series in the history of games, having earned over 200 awards worldwide. Mass Effect 3 arrives on the Xbox 360 video game and entertainment system, the PS3, and PC in North America. And sit down and go aw when I say this, on March 6th, 2012. And in Europe, you get it on March 9th, 2012. For more information, you can, of course, pop over to MassEffect.com and follow the game there or on Twitter, Mass Effect, or like them on Facebook. Just go ahead and stalk them. I may pick this up now. I love me a good multiplayer where we got some 4 peoples and we're fighting. Because Ginger, Jay, Horace, ZQ, all you are hilarious in multiplayer.
Yes,
high hilarious, some of the things. What was it? If it's face down and not in a good way. What was that? Was that you that said that, or was that Z? I can't remember which one of
them. I'm not for sure, but that sounds like something I might say.
I think it was me. She's face down and not in a good way. What? That is mean. So I might actually pick this up now and make a point of trying to play. Sounds interesting. I like fighting. Oh, but by the way, while I have your attention, please drop by our site. Ginger got me started on an interesting topic yesterday. I don't know if we talked about it on air or not, but I'm curious as to know, those of you who do play MMOs or PC gaming, period, which hand do you use? Do you use the WASD? Or do you use the arrow keys like I do? Or actually, I use both. Or are you gambidextrous? Well, that's me, gambidextrous. I can use either or.
Yeah, because that viewer is going to drive me nuts until they fix that. I refuse to use it. I can't move with WASD. I don't want to use your crap. No.
What, on second one?
Yes.
You have a viewer that makes you use the arrow key?
Yes, there is a beta viewer that uses Mesh that's third party.
Ah, that would be why. Mm-hmm.
Yes, but it's only in beta, and you can only move with the arrow keys, and I don't like that.
See, now you're starting to understand why I generally steer clear of third-party things, because they have to wait until Second Life lets them have that. Come again. They're not in charge. As much as they like you to think they are, we got our own viewer. No, if they shut down Second Life today, your viewer is useless. Thank you.
Exactly.
You are not in control, as Samuel Jackson would say.
Jay says we got to get the band back together.
No, I am not singing with you anymore. All were drunk playing Rock Band that night. People were missing notes.
So. Oh, that is awesome. I missed that. Come on, y'all got to do that again just so I can be, like, sitting in on that. That sounds hilarious.
Oh, and what was it, UJ, that was announcing every song to me? This is, I forgot what the band name was. This is so-and-so. We're going to be doing this. Why are you announcing this?
That is awesome.
I don't drink, so I'm thinking they were drunk, but you never can be sure.
Drink.
All right, Jen, what you got? What you got?
I have got some awesomeness is what I've got. I am pulling more stories from GamePolitics.com because I love them. NASA releases a networking game.
What? What?
Mm-hmm.
What?
NASA has released an interactive educational video game today called Networking that its Space Communication and Navigation SCAN network operates. The release of the video game coincides with the close of the World Space Week, October 4th through the 10th. Developed by the Information Technology Office at NASA's Ames Research Center at Moffett Field, California, its developers say that networking gives players an insider's perspective into how astronauts, mission controllers, and scientists communicate during space missions. For any young person who ever dreamed of one day contributing to the space missions, networking lets players develop a kingdom of multiple space communication networks working together to support space missions. This is coming from Barbara. I'm going to lose my voice. One second. Oh, my God. Texas allergies are killing me.
Right?
All right. So, where was I? This is coming from Barbara Addy, Policy and Strategic Communications Director of SCAN at NASA headquarters in Washington. Players must construct fast and efficient communication networks by first establishing command stations around the world.
Sorry.
And accept clients conducting space missions such as satellites and space telescopes. Resources are earned throughout the game as players continue to acquire more clients. Players can use accumulated resources to enhance and increase their network capabilities. Players with the most integrated communications networks will have the ability to acquire more complex clients such as the International Space Station, Hubble Space Telescope, and the Kepler mission. Networking is now available to the public for play on the NASA 3D Resources website using an internet browser. It can be downloaded and run on both PC and Mac. To play the networking game, visit NASA.gov. The 3D website also links visitors to the station's spacewalk interactive game and the SCAN interactive demo that demonstrates the interaction between SCAN's ground and space facilities and NASA spacecraft. This is awesome, but I'm also wondering, is this NASA's way of letting gamers figure out how to fix the problem? How to make NASA a...
Yeah, you know that's what they're doing. They have to put it under the guise of, oh, it's a game. And then later on they'll be like, you guys found a whole new galaxy.
Yeah, because you know this is all about... Yeah, well, you know this is all about gathering resources and getting bigger clients and making a profit. And we all know NASA does not make a profit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if this isn't their way of letting gamers figure out what they've not been able to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just Twittered to the people at the Sims, the official Sims Twitter, and they do follow us. Thank you so much for following. This is one part of EA that likes us. But I have some serious peeps. If you don't know what peeps is, you probably have to go back and listen to a couple of years ago. This was very popular. People who, well, all of you should know what peeps is. It doesn't just apply to the Sims. It's called pre-expansion pack syndrome. And I have it really badly because it's 1 week till this freaking pets comes out, and I didn't want it, but now I do. I want it. Ginger helps me.
No. No, Corey, no.
I must have it.
No, no. And if you play as a little puppy, no.
No, no, no. Not that one. That's crap. The one that's on Xbox and PlayStation, no. I'm talking about the one that goes with the PC version where my actual Sims will have pets. I don't want to be the pets at all.
Oh, that sounds
cute. You know I'm anti-furry.
So, in other words, I need to make a furry to follow you around with. All right.
Dude, you don't want to do that. Let me go Johnny Depp. You don't want to be doing that, mate. No, 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 no. I will cut you. I will find the hood to cut you and suck my feet.
No, don't cut me.
I won't even say anything to you. I'll just talk to you all normal, and then you'll be following me around, and then when I turn around, slice! I told you not to follow me around with those ears.
Come on. You know you love my little munchkin. She's so cute.
You know what? She needs to be dressed up like that little girl from Dead Island. That's what you need to do. Dress her up like the girl from Dead Island for Halloween, and then let her jump on somebody like that with the noises.
That is awesome.
Because that's what I felt like. I was
and
running.
I know someone who's, I'm contacting the designer in a little bit.
Yeah, I know, you know.
All right, well, Gabe Newell is again talking.
What's he talking about this time?
Gabe. Anyway, if you don't know who Gabe Newell is, he's the managing director over at Valve. And he's complaining about the rise of closed platforms is ominous. According to a report in the Seattle Times website, Newell made some comments while participating in a panel hosted by former Xbox exec Ed Fries at the WTIA Tech Northwest Conference. Newell argues the companies that once built platforms to enable developers instead view themselves as more rent guys who are essentially driving their partner margins to zero. On the platform side, he says it's sort of ominous that the world seems to be moving away from open platforms. They build a shiny, sparkling thing that attracts users, and then they control people's access to those things. He says, I'm worried that the things that traditionally have been the source of a lot of innovation are going, and there's going to be an attempt to close off those off so somebody will say, I'm tired of competing with Google, I'm tired of competing with Facebook, I'll apply a console model and exclude the competitors I don't like from my world. He says, and there are very large and structural changes in the games industry immediately will further threaten the viability of open platforms. When asked by Fries to clarify that he saw Apple as essentially a closed platform, Newell responded in the affirmative, I consider Apple to be very closed. Let's say you have a book business and you're doing 5 to 7% gross margins. You can't exist in Apple world because they want 30% and they don't care that you only have 7% to play with. He says, Steam is different. He says, although Valve takes a commission from old games from games sold through Steam, developers can use its services and tools to do business elsewhere for free. Newell maintained that if Valve were to build a hardware platform, it would be open to other distributors in the interest of healthy competition. Panelists also discussed the future of consoles, which Newell believes can no longer exist independently from other platforms like the Internet, mobile, and desktop, and that's very true. He says a probable disruptive force will be Apple, which Newell suspects is poised to launch a new product that will fundamentally change consoles' traditional function. He says he suspects Apple will launch a living room product that redefines people's expectations really strongly, and the notion of a separate console platform will disappear. Gabe, we're in a recession, so I'm going to tell you this much. As much as people may, you know, there may be a wonderful new console on the horizon, and I'm sure there's five or six. Hell, we had one a few years ago that, what was the guy that was saying he had made a console that played all the games, it played all the Wii, Xbox, PlayStation, that guy disappeared.
Yeah.
He's disappeared from the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that he was ever that it was ever disproven that he hadn't made it. It just disappeared. So I'm now inclined to believe he made it, and they went in and said, we're going to give you $65 million. Shut up.
it's better than, you know, just hearing in general.
Well, he has disappeared. We have not seen hide nor hair of him. Literally, he was supposed to be at the E3 that we were at all those years ago. We were all there, I should say, because one or two of us have been every year, except for this past year, in some form or another. But he was supposed to be there, and he never showed. We didn't hear anything. There's nothing else said. There's never even a story that, you know, that we got that's, you know, said that, you know, well, we saw it, and it's just proved, you know, we've proven that it doesn't work. It's a lie. It's a fake. He's just gone. Either he's dead or they gave him money.
Yeah. See, I'm hoping it's money and not dead. Somebody should go check.
I don't want to check. I'm not going to check. You know, I'm brave and stuff, but that's a little bit out of my realm.
My bad. Yeah. No.
Well, it is time for us to take a break already.
It is. And when we come back, I've got a Halloween game.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. It's about that time again.
Ooh, aren't you going to say that for our Halloween weekend?
Oh.
She said, no, you can share it.
Okay.
It's all about the Halloween loves. Okay, we're going to see if GLaDOS is going to let these things play because you know how she...
GLaDOS, you better. We're going to cut you.
GLaDOS, how much do you love us? Speaking of Dead Island and Halloween.
Ooh, she's going to let us. Thank you, GLaDOS.
She likes zombies.
No, every time we play that recently, it's been that way. I'm like, what in the world?
And I put it in up to 50%. So imagine how loud it would have been if I had put it at full strength.
That bass is loud.
I blame the maker, whose name I've forgotten at this time. Oh, man, I'm not liking that at all.
No, because my own speakers are like, wow.
Boo. You know what? I'm stopping that. Okay, so people, anyway, Jenna, tell us about the Halloween game before we go.
We're back.
On.
Yay.
Break over.
Break over. All right. Princeton Tell scares up old school Halloween thrills. Classic free-to-play MMORPG unleashes pumpkin monsters in spooky holiday special. Princeton Tell, the classic free-to-play MMORPG, is going stronger than ever with a Halloween special. For the month of October, to celebrate everyone's favorite holiday, pumpkin-headed monsters have been unleashed in the game with strict orders to pwn you early and often. Of course, Princeton Tell would never steer you wrong. They would never give you any old pumpkin monster. These are special ones. I'm going to lose my voice. Oh, my God. Seriously.
It is the Texas weather. Cause same thing.
It was, like, windy and dry yesterday, and it rained all night, and then today it's just icky and humid, and I'm dying. All right, so where was I? These are special ones with big evil brains inside their oversized pumpkin heads that make them the trickiest and most diabolical of foes.
I like that they have oversized pumpkin heads.
Yes. Rather than a frontal assault, these pumpkin-headed monsters do what pumpkin-headed monsters are supposed to do. They lurk in the shadows and dark corners to jump out when you least expect them.
Yay!
Yay! The good news is that your battles with these baddies won't be for naught. Wicked Interactive, the exclusive North American publisher of Princeton Tell, has cooked up some great in-game rewards for your efforts, including a special pumpkin that will supercharge a player's health, mana, and stamina all in one go. Also, to make sure the action never stops, all of the game's regular monsters have been given a gift box. If you manage to get it from them, it gives you special items and power-ups. All right, want to get in on the spooky fun? A pumpkin-headed monster with your name on it awaits. You can check it out. Ooh, this is made by Super Games. It's over at pt1.supergames.com. Again, Princeton Tells is a free-to-play MMORPG that centers on a real-time battle system. The game Tell is perhaps one of the oldest free MMORPGs out there. The game was released in South Korea in 2001. Oh, that is a long time. And has since won countless awards. The game has 8 playable classes. 4 of them are on the Temskron faction, and the other 4 are on the Morion faction. All right. And then they went on about the classes, but I'm not going to read about that. So just head over to GamingMatrix.com, where I'm pretty sure I've got this up for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now normally we would not mention the G4 on this channel. However, being that what they're doing kind of encompasses some or helps out a couple of developers, even if it is those Angry Birds people, they have a Epictober Film Festival you can go check out. They got a couple of shorts related to games like The Birds of Anger. You know where that came from, right? Yeah. Go over and check that out.
Yeah, Birds of Anger. That doesn't sound familiar at all. No.
Mm-mm. But if you don't want to go check it out because you're just like, I hate G4, we will pull them over onto our site because that's just how we roll. We don't care. You put it up. You made it so we could borrow it, so whatever. Yeah, but go and check that out. Birds of Anger and Focus, I think they have, and Against the Wall. So, yeah, we'll have those probably up by the time, if you're listening and streaming, probably by the time you check it out. By the time you're listening and streaming, we'll have it up. Oh, the caffeine has hit my system. Be aware. Run.
Very nice, very nice.
Run for your life. Well, speaking of MMOs and MMO lights, SteelSeries is announcing that they have a World of Warcraft MMO Gaming Mouse Legendary Edition.
Have you seen those mice that they make for World of Warcraft? They are huge.
I was trying to go look at it while I was doing the story, but it takes a while to load. Their site is all split up and stuff for different languages, so you'll hear me respond in a second. But SteelSeries is supposed to be a leading manufacturer of professional gaming peripherals, and they're the creator of what Ginger's talking about, MMO gaming mice based on Blizzard Entertainment's World of Warcraft and World of Warcraft Cataclysm.
Cataclysm.
Today they've announced their latest custom product for World of Warcraft players. The SteelSeries World of Warcraft MMO Gaming Mouse Legendary Edition is a finely crafted weapon of precision balancing style and function. This sleeker, more compact option shares the enhanced features of the previous World of Warcraft mice, including in-game integration and superior illumination and software functionality. They said, we've established an incredible partnership with Blizzard Entertainment and the amazing World of Warcraft community. We've taken all the excellent suggestions and feedback we've received, merged it with the latest gaming technology, and come up with a truly unique lineup of MMO mice for the World of Warcraft players, said Bruce Hauver, who's the SteelSeries CEO. He said the new Legendary Edition allows us to meet the needs of gamers looking for a smaller, less complex gaming mouse, Ginger, that delivers the same impressive functionality.
Yay, because I've got teeny tiny munchkin hands.
As do I. Well, we have girl hands.
Yes,
you're supposed
yes.
to be tiny. Okay, so the World of Warcraft.
Girl hands. I got
small hands. Yeah. So the World of Warcraft MMO Gaming Mouse Legendary Edition features 16.8 million illumination color options and 11 programmable buttons, ergonomically positioned for comfortable gameplay, of course. The player's precision and control will be enhanced with the ability to assign all 11 button controls and multiple macros from directly within the World of Warcraft game interface, which is pretty freaking amazing. In addition to in-game support, the intuitive drag-and-drop interface of the SteelSeries software empowers users to program all 11 buttons with more than 130 preset game commands to create custom macros or use the in-game macro scripting language. In essence, some of you can game one-handed like you like to do anyway. Especially you boys. Okay, so the...
She went there. She went there. Oh, my God.
I had to do it. It was right there.
Wow. Corey.
Oh, sorry. It's the caffeine and the Claritin mixed together.
It's daytime, Corey.
I didn't say anything bad. I just kind of alluded to a few things.
I love you, Corey.
So the tech specs for the new SteelSeries mouse, of course, we told you about the illumination. Frames per second now, 3,600. Counts per inch, 800 to 3,200. Adjustable polling rate, optical sensor technology, 11, of course, programmable buttons. The cable is 6.5 feet of braided nylon. Yes, this is serious business. And it's Mac and PC compatible. Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Now, the World of Warcraft Legendary Mouse will be available online and in select retail locations for $79.99.
Ouch!
Woo! You can go over and check that out at SteelSeries.com, or you can follow them on Facebook, SteelSeries. They also have a Twitter, SteelSeries, so you can stay up to date on that. That is a lot of money. Let me look at this thing. Oh, that is too much mouse for me.
I better do my taxes, too.
That is too much mouse for me. Oh, God. Too much mouse for me. I can't do it. Mm-mm.
that's
awesome. My goodness. I do love the Diablo headset. I may have to get that.
Mm-hmm. They make some awesome stuff. They should totally sponsor us.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so
well, just get right on that.
Yes, game. Sorry.
Look, email. You know what? The bad part is, I like the keyboard that I got from Target. This keyboard is $20, and it has some amazing shortcuts on it that I just realized I had the other day. I accidentally hit the button because I was looking for my calculator, and I said, what is this button? And my calculator popped up. I hit another button. There was email, and then it goes to sleep. All this stuff is right from my keyboard, and I can control my Zoom from here, you know, play, stop, turn the volume up and down, pause. I didn't know I could do all that, and I have all these buttons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I'm crazy.
Mm-hmm. I've got all that. That's awesome.
Reload web pages, which I'm going to do right now just because I can. Reload.
That's right. All right. So gamepolitics.com this morning. NPD says 91%.
Ginger, we lost you if you're still talking. Gotta love when the ginger's gone away for some odd reason. All right. I shall continue in her stead. Oh, we shall soldier on. At least I hope we're still on, because it looks like we have been dropped from the show. No, I'm still here. Okay, so let me go on. I was not prepared. Especially when you're not prepared. Okay, so Zynga, Project Z Game Hub, and five new titles, of course, have been revealed. They've announced a new social playground, Zynga. Last night, social gaming giant Zynga revealed five new games and took dramatic steps to take the company away from the confines of the Facebook website. Hello, Ginger. Are you alive? Ginger, come back to us. No, Ginger. Okay, so anyway, basically they're trying to get away from Facebook, and I can't say as I blame them. You can't make, you know, a whole life on Facebook. Described by the company as a new social playground, Project Z or Zynga Direct will host Zynga games but still use Facebook Connect to allow for a connected multiplayer. Players will be able to swap between the two sites without it affecting their game. At the press event, Zynga COO John Schnapper describes it as the most connected social gaming site in the world. There's no launch date as of yet, but gamers can already reserve game identities or Z-tags at their official site. Previously, Zynga has set up standalone websites for popular titles like Farmville, Uville, and Mafia Wars. There's also been a big focus on mobile, with new releases being developed in HTML5, CSS, and JavaScript. And CTO Catterly promising the company sees a lot of promise, promising that the company sees a lot of promise in mobiles and tablets. The five new games announced, which will be available on Facebook and Google Plus, included a new addition to the Ville series, Castleville from Zynga Dallas, a medieval-themed social game with an MMORPG feel. The title seems to be aiming for higher production values, with a soundtrack recorded by a 75-piece orchestra and a full choir. Oh, we lost our Jen altogether. She is gone, people, and she is not happy about it, I'm telling you. Poor baby. of course. Yes, she's grumble. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
I was telling them about the new Zynga games while you were gone. I said, oh, we've lost that Jinja. I was not ready for my story, but I jumped right in. You know how.
I'm so glad you did. Thank you.
Also, they're saying they set out to create a new game that was full of fun, brought together the best Ville series has to offer, said Zynga Dallas's Bill Jackson. There's also a launch of the Zynga Casino, a new franchise that will bring together Zynga Poker and new title Zynga Bingo. Dream Zoo is a new animal collection game, and Hidden Chronicles is the company's first hidden object game, which I absolutely hate those hidden object games. Zynga also launched Mafia Wars 2 on Facebook and Google Plus yesterday, and I will tell you, it's a little bit on the awesome side. I didn't see that coming. Farmville Express, Zynga Poker, and Words with Friends will be available in a new HTML5 form from today. They said he also wanted to take a few minutes to talk about what they're trying to do, what's in all these games that we have now, how do you string it all together, tie it back to our mission that we've been pursuing for the last 5 years. He says, we challenge ourselves every day with the question, how do we get you guys to play? Offer us money is a good way.
Yes, that is a good way.
You don't have to have time to sit and play games. We really think the play in this micro-theme activity is what we need to fit back into our lives. Everything behind products we're creating is our mission to build what we think of as platform for play. In September, Zynga made an amendment to its IPO filing to reflect a sharp fall in profits, but this is still expanding its executive team, most recently the Rock U Senior Vice President of Games, Jonathan Knight. What I was telling them, Ginger, was Zynga is getting ready to start moving a little bit away from Facebook, and they have their own platform they're going to be hosting their games on.
Ooh, and that is probably very smart of them, because we know Facebook's going to go the way of the dinosaur very quickly.
Yeah, so you have to be prepared in case they die. If you have all your eggs in the one basket and Facebook goes under and you're not at least ready to go to Google Plus if it is the next thing or whatever is coming, because some kid out there in his garage right now is making up the next social thing.
Yes.
And he's going to stomp all over Zuckerberg's face. So salute to you, kid, and game developers, be ready because he's coming. Or she.
Mm-hmm.
It could be she.
Mm-hmm.
But I played Mafia Wars 2 last night, and it's got a few bugs, quite a few bugs, but it's a little bit on the awesome side. It is almost MMO-ish, and the fact that I could rob people and I could cut them in PvP was just sweet.
That is hot, is what that is.
I messed some guy up. I felt bad. I wanted to apologize to him. I really did. I
apologize? No, you cut them. You don't apologize to them.
Well, I felt bad because he couldn't. I think he was new. If you were watching my feed last night, I was number one for a while in Mafia Wars. I had the top score because I was just in the PvP. I didn't realize it was PvP. I was just killing people. I had bought a revolver. You know how you're not supposed to buy that revolver until you're up a certain level? Well, I bought it early because I always do that. I jumped ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So I was one-shotting. Blam, blam.
That is hot.
And then I walked over and it said, rob this guy. I said, okay, I robbed him. And it takes you to their little city in Mafia Wars 2. And you get to raid their casino. So I was tearing up
his casinos and everything.
Yeah, but it's not easy. You have to have all your little energy because they still put that in. But I sat there and whacked until I left his casino on fire when I left. It was burning.
That is hot.
It's like, I feel bad. I'm sorry, dude. It's like all your money.
Don't you get them back here.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I'm not number one today, and probably all my stuff is on fire because I stopped playing to go play. But, yeah.
That's awesome.
Ooh, lovely. And with that, Ginger May, it's time for us to go, believe it or not.
It is time for us to go.
Ginger, like, oh, man, I got
all disconnected.
Who keeps Twittering? Who keeps Twittering? And I forgot the pattern to turn my phone on.
It wasn't me.
It was you. Who said bring me?
No.
Aw. He wants a DDR game night.
You know, we are all, like, busy.
It's coming. We will get back there. It's just, it takes a lot. One day we'll do an interview with somebody, then we'll tell you what's going on there, because y'all get tired of listening to, at least me talk, I know. Y'all know I talk for ages, but.
I like listening to Miss Corey talk.
No, she don't. She lies. She be like, I got to go. She don't ever want to say shut up, but I know I can hear it in her head. Good girl will not shut up. I told her I had to go 10 minutes ago. I tell y'all I can talk. You don't want me to start talking. See, it's happening now. Anyway, we got to go.
We love her.
You can love me and not like that I talk. I'm fine with it. I got here early to the party when I was born, and I got a lot to say before I go. I may leave early, so I have to get it all out before
it's time. Oh, my gosh. And no kidding.
We will see you guys hopefully tomorrow, maybe a little later. I'm not sure yet. Got some things I got to take care of. And yes, it has.
Yes. I got a quest I got to do. So.
And I may have a quest to do. But we'll be around somewhere.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Dance. If you're not bouncing in your chair, you're doing it wrong.
Later, boys and girls. Mwah!